Ellis County continues to see positive signs in the fight against COVID-19. Ellis County Health Services Director Jason Kennedy shares with us the latest on this episode of the Post Podcast. Thanks so much for joining us again this week. I'm very excited to talk to you because there was some pretty big activity this week on the state level that I think you might be able to help clarify for everybody, and that is this mask mandate. What's going on there?
Sure. Good morning, James. Good morning, Ellis County. So, yeah, it's been, I would say a crazy week, but I think it's just been a COVID week. So the governor's mask, original mask mandate, executive order mask mandate, did expire. She did immediately reissue one yesterday, which was immediately rescinded by the state legislature, a few minutes later. So it's what that means basically for Ellis County is that there are no mandates. COVID mandates are gone at this point. There's no City of Hays mandate. And there is no state mandate for masking, for really social distancing, or any of the mitigation measures. And as is COVID, and we've polarized society to two factions, there's going to be some people that are extremely apprehensive about this stuff going away, and there's going to be some people that rejoice. And so what we do as a community with that information, and what we do as a community to pick that point in the future where we come back together, is we start today and we say, you know, it is a good time to move forward in Ellis County. We are almost, I believe the City of Hays to remove their mask mandate, it was less than 5 cases for 14 days. We are more than a month and a half into being less than 5 cases for 14 days, and we are more than 14 days into 0 cases a day by the 7-day average. So as far as cases go, case counts go, it is a good time for Ellis County to move forward, to take those steps, to move back towards normalcy. Now, does that mean we're done with COVID? No. Unfortunately, the answer to that is no. I don't know that we'll ever be fully done with COVID or that there won't always be cases here and there, but it is time for individual responsibility. It's time for individuals to make choices, do their own personal risk assessment, and to determine the risk of the event as it weighs into their personal health. Health has always been an individual choice. It is yours to guard. It is yours to protect. It is yours to ensure that you keep. And so it is your choice to guard and protect your personal health and to do what it takes to protect that. And so what that means is if you are sick, stay home. If you have pre-existing medical conditions, go see your doctor. If you don't feel well and you're not sure why, go see your doctor. We have some of the best medical system anywhere in this town. We have some great doctors. We have just a great medical system. Engage your doctors at this point. The time for listening to the TV doctors has ended. It's time to listen to the real doctors. And call and talk to your doctor and say, you know, I'm not sure about this, or I would like to see you for this, and engage them in that conversation. And so we still need to be smart. You still need to, especially if you have pre-existing medical conditions, elderly, some of those things that we just know are high risk factors for COVID and COVID mortality, just being smart as we move forward with some of this stuff and just continuing to protect yourself and advocate for that safety for yourself and engage your doctors in the conversation. And it is a good time to move forward. Cases are low. We have, I think there are 2 active cases still. But of those, none of them are symptomatic. It is the best that we've seen in Ellis County in over a year and a half.
Fantastic. I love when you come on and bring us good news. The other piece of this, I think that we want to talk about today is the vaccine, the rollout here. If I remember correctly, your office issued a statement this week saying you'd given out, I believe, about 8,000 vaccines. So I think we're probably pretty close to getting to about half Ellis County, right?
Sure. And that is just that is only what we've given at the mall through kind of our community partnership with HazeMed, with First Care, and with all of the volunteer staff, everybody. That's how many we've given out there. Now, that doesn't take into the fact that, or take into account that HazeMed themselves have given over 1,000 vaccines. First Care Clinic has given, you know, 400 or 500 vaccines. We've got Walmart Pharmacy that's given around 1,200 vaccines. We've got, I'm not sure how many the Dillon's Pharmacy has given, but, and then all of the pharmacy partnerships that rolled out vaccines early on to all the long-term care. So we're at a good place with vaccinations. We are, you know, probably close to 50% of our population that's been vaccinated. We are unfortunately sort of at the end of the people that are willingly accepting vaccines. We have an ample supply of vaccine in this community. Walmart has an excess supply. Dillon's has an excess supply. We have an excess supply. If you want a vaccine right now, you can get it. There is no shortage of vaccine in this community. There's no shortage of vaccine in any community around us. So if you want to be vaccinated, there are multiple options. You can go to the ellisco.net website. You can get signed up on there. We do have limited availability right now just because we're trying to spool down at the mall, and we're actually looking at providing some other options just in our office. But there is a large vaccination drive-through, which is exciting, that HazeMed announced yesterday. We're partnering with them to provide a drive-through option, very similar to what they do every year with their flu drive. It will be out at HazeMed. It will be April 10th. I believe it starts at 9. It will be first come, first serve. But people will be able to come, drive through, get vaccinated. It will be Johnson & Johnson, the one dose. And so we really wanted to offer kind of a different option. We know there's some people that are maybe hesitant to still come and be in a group. So we wanted to make sure that the clinic at the mall wasn't really a barrier to people, and we just kind of wanted a completely different option. So we got with HazeMed, and they're going to put together very similar to the flu drive, if anybody's been to that. So we will have 900 doses of Johnson & Johnson that we will provide out there on April 10th. And then we'll continue to have appointments on our website. And then Walmart has availability every day, pretty much all hours of the day. They have shots available. Dillon's is the same way. So if you want to be vaccinated, you can be vaccinated.
Yeah, and one thing you didn't mention there, something we've talked about in the past, is the area pharmacies as well. And I wonder if you want to hit on that at this point. You know, say if you're hearing this from Rooks County or Rush County, you know, is it okay for those folks then to come into Ellis County and get those vaccinations?
Oh, sure. It's, you know, we've never turned anyone away. We won't turn you away if you don't have a driver's license. We won't turn you away if you don't have a local address. Early on, we had to prioritize, and each county was getting vaccines based on their county population. So we have always prioritized those that worked or lived in Ellis County, because they're the people that we were receiving vaccine for. They're the community that that we wanted to protect. But we've never turned anybody away. So if you go to Rooks County and get one, or someone from Rooks County comes here to get one, it does not matter. It's the only thing that people need to remember is if you get your prime dose somewhere outside of this community, you're gonna have to go back to that same spot to get it, because we don't have your boost dose. So the second doses are sent to where the prime doses went. And so if you get a prime dose somewhere outside this community, you will have to go back there to get your boost dose. But that's, you know, no big deal. We do have ample supply. Pretty much everybody around has ample supply. So getting people in to be vaccinated and getting people to willingly accept it and really keep themselves safe.
You know, Jason, as we're running out of time here, but I have one more question kind of on this thread here. And that is, if folks, you know, they're hesitant to take the vaccine, and I understand why you might be hesitant to take that, but at what point, or what do we know about the long-term, you know, effects of this thing? It seems like there's virtually zero incidents of people getting sick or unfortunately passing away because of the virus. but or because of the vaccine rather, but then also, you know, we're hearing things like, oh, we might need a booster every year or every couple of years. You know, what do we know in general about that right now?
Yeah, so unfortunately, I don't have a good answer to that. People are tired of hearing that. I'm tired of hearing that. I'm tired of saying that. I'm tired of people telling me what to do, but not actually having any answers of why. And so, I apologize for that, but I don't have a good long-term outcome, either data for the vaccine or how long that durable immunity will last, how long, the vaccine will last, what the next year looks like, what the next 2 years looks like. I don't know. And I'm not sure there's just really good evidence out there yet. We've heard everything from, you know, a yearly booster dose to, every 5 years. There's just a lot of speculation. And so I really just encourage people at this point to just continue to do your own research. Don't just listen to the national news media. Do your own research. Jump online. There is good research out there. And continue to check on our website. We will put up as much information as we have, whether that becomes like a yearly booster, whether that becomes a biannual booster, or if we find out like SARS-CoV-1 that it just sort of mitigated itself out completely and hasn't come back. I doubt we see that with this virus, I don't know. So we will try to keep the public as updated as possible. Go to our website, follow us on Facebook. HazeMed's done a phenomenal job on their websites as well. So we'll all try to keep the community informed, but right now we just don't know.
Fair enough. And Jason, we are out of time. I hate to leave it on that kind of an unknown note, but we got to get over to news. Any quick last thoughts, I guess, before we go?
Spring is here. Be smart, be safe, enjoy your families. Pick that point in the future where we can heal this community, continue to pull people back to the middle, and we'll all get through this.